near close to where we were, where we lived. And I kept saying to my, I had them with me. I brought my kids everywhere. And I kept saying, they killed him because he's a Catholic. They killed him because they didn't like him. It was awful scene. Oh, my God. I couldn't wait to go back home to see it on TV. It was sad. It was a sad day for me. But it's too bad it has to be that way. It's not very good that now they started. They almost killed Reagan, you know. To me, when I heard that, it was like listening to Russia killing each other all the time. The premier and some bad tyrants, you know. And I thought, well, we're going to become like them now, you know, and that came to my mind.
What was the perception of communist Russia at that time?
I think they were still in the Cold War. I think they were still in the Cold War in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was upset for a long time. My son came in and brought me a big picture of Kennedy. My whole family was all crying. It affected all of us pretty much, you know. But
what was your impression of the state of the country at that time?
At that time, I thought it was going bad. I thought it was going downhill.
Why?
You know, and that was the only thing that I can think of now, you know, that. But the country wasn't in a good situation. All the stuff that was going on with the hippies, you know. You remember that era that they had the hippies and pads, I think they called them. They used to go there. Oh, I didn't like that era at all, you know. But I think from that, it's better now. As far as that, those people, it's better. But I don't know what those protesters are doing now. I don't know who those people are. I can't understand those guys staying at all the police station. I think, is it police station they stay?
Parks, generally.
I call them violent people. Would that be right? No, maybe I don't understand it.
I wouldn't necessarily say they're violent. Disruptive.
And you know, I think that what's his name? Keith? The one that talked in the morning, Bork. Neil Bork.
Bortz.
What was his name was?
Neil Bortz.
Yeah. I think he liked the idea of the Tea Party. That's what that's supposed to be, the Tea Party. And to me,
no,
is that right?
No,
I got it wrong. I got it wrong.
No, I've been to a Tea Party and...
No problem. Okay. So I never got it explained to me. But they used to talk about the Tea Party a lot on the station, on the Fox station, when I still had my channel. But I don't hear them talking anymore now about the Tea Party. So I don't know what that was all about. Maybe I shouldn't know. I don't know. But my best thing, you know, who my best person is in my life, Benjamin Franklin. He's my best statesman that we had. He invented a lot of good things. All right, sometimes he was going to France, a lot of women he knew, you know. But I don't care, I still like him. I love to read about him. I could read his books 3 or 4 times a year. And I love all that kind of stuff. And that story, oh, John Adams. Oh, it was was so well written. I can't remember who wrote it now. It was so well written. I really like that kind of... I was reading a lot of books before I got sick. When I was in the tower, I used to go to the library and get them. I walked to the library. And when I was in Everett Square, they had a library there. It was called Curtis Library. And I used to get there in there a lot of books. When they had their sale in June, I said to my neighbor downstairs, I said, "Do you mind if I ask you?" He said, I said, "You told me that any time you needed my help, I would help you." I said, "Otherwise, I wouldn't ask you." But I said, "I would like to go when they have the sale and buy a lot of books." And, you know, I knew they would be heavy, you know, a big trash bag. They were heavy. He even took them upstairs for me. And I was, for a whole week, putting them in a rack like that, you know, in the bookcase. And I had a lot of books to read. I read them all. But it's all nonfiction. Now, my daughter can't understand why I only like nonfiction. I said, "I don't want to read something that it's not true." You know? But not everybody thinks that way, you know. But I like that. I don't know why. I just... Even when I first started reading, I didn't... When they gave me... The woman downstairs where I lived, she was Spanish. A young girl. And I asked her one time, I said, "I can't get to the library. Do you have any books?" She gave me a... One that writes here in Maine. The writer from Maine.
Carolyn Shute?
No, this is a man... He makes a lot of stations.
Stephen King?
Yeah. And I took 2 pages of that and I had enough. I read 2 pages of that and I had enough. Sure. Oh my God. I said, "Well," she said, "I like them." Well, I said, "I'm not going to read them." So I gave them back to her. But... Hey, everybody's different. Everybody's got different opinions. Everybody thinks different ways, you know. You can't judge people by just thinking that that person is bad because of the way he talks, or that person is bad because they do something else. Everybody's different. You can't... Sometimes I tend to judge people. And I don't want to do that anymore. I try not to do that anymore. Because everybody's different. So anyways, as far as going downstairs, Kirk, when I'm with too many people, my head starts to spin. Oh, my daughter, she told me on the phone, "Man, you sound better today than you usually do." She says, "A lot of times when I'm talking to you, you forget the word that was coming ahead." She said, "Today you're not forgetting." I said, "Well, I must be rested. I must be well rested, you know." That medicine, I swear, is really, really helping. But as far as, what's the other total title you wanted, subject you wanted to see about? Something good, something fun, and something what else?
Basically where you were. Various points in history. You mentioned Kennedy. You talked a little bit about the Korean War and your brothers coming back from that. And what were they like when they came back? How did they suffer from that?
Yeah, well, they didn't speak about it too much, but that's something I'll tell you what it was like. But would you like to hear about Boston too? Oh, I love Boston. I love Boston. But of course, I can't get there anymore. I did go a couple of times when I came back. But I had a lot of things I love. My company that I work for, beautiful people.
Who was it? What company?
Investment company. It was like a little family. At first, it was only 200 people. And two their partners, I forget what his name was, two partners, and it was like a little family. He'd come down, you know, we all said, "Lord, Lord, he's coming down, he's going to take out a million today. He's going to withdraw out, you know, the shareholders, he belonged, of course, to some investment there." And it was like he would talk to us, you know, stay around, walk around, look, talk to everybody. Very, very nice company. Because now it's been sold out to others, you know. But I love to work there.
What did you do there?
Well, I was doing QC. You know, you look to see if everything was correct in that page. Because if something's not right, it can go to the wrong person. So I was checking that, and then they put me on exchanges. You did exchanges. Now it's so easy. My God, you know, and every time I talk about it when I came back, it was, I would have to go back to my terminal. They don't call them terminals anymore. They call them laptop, but the ones I put on your table, you know, the little ones. And it's so changed now. Oh, my God, it's changed so much. But I still loved it over there. And I liked where it was located because I could go to Fining's basement every day on my lunch, you know.
Now, how did that exchange work? What did you actually do?
Well, if somebody wanted to change their shares from a different let's say pharmaceutical or something else they wanted international, you exchange them that way, you know, do it that way. And then of course they had people doing that a lot too, and then they had liquidation, a lot of times. And what else did they have? Exchange, liquidation. Oh, what was the other one? Very, very interesting. And I'm telling you, I've never been to college, but I learned a lot in there, a lot of things. I'm so happy that somebody was on my side to get me in there. Because in 1982, Kirk, the phones were ringing off the walls. Because people are starting to know more about the investment company and putting money in. And it was so busy we couldn't get out to lunch. You know what they would do? They order what we want and bring it up. Good company, I mean. And bonuses, oh my God, the bonuses we got there in Christmas. What would they do that the two owners? It was part of taken out of some company that share that they had. Part of our bonuses. One Christmas, one woman got sick, and she wasn't there. So I said, Ida, you're missing a lot of good bonuses. We get a check almost two or three times a day here. Oh, yeah. Well, I said, they're saving one for you too, you know. That's what went on before, just a few days before Christmas bonuses. It was really, really, that's the best job I ever had. Best job I ever, and I learned so many things there. I did, and the people were nice. Very, very intelligent. You know, they all been to college. So they behave good, you know. I believe that the more education you get, the better you will be acting, the better you will be nicer to people. Because now I'm sorry, Kirk. As far as noticing the difference in them, because all the other places I work to, I hear gossip all the time. It's not just here, it's everywhere. Over there, we'd sit in a big round chair, big round table at lunchtime. People our age, you know. You never heard anybody say anything wrong about anybody there. To me, I think it's because they were well-educated and they didn't want to do parts of that, those parts in their life, you know, gossiping. And they never did. They never said anything wrong about anybody in that place. That's where I find the difference, you know.
Hmm.
I mean, a lot of them, I'm not blaming everyone else, but when you get a lot of intelligent people, you can see the difference. I can, with other people. And I'm not saying they're bad people, but they gossip too much. If you're intelligent, you don't talk about somebody bad. It's like talking off the street, you know. I don't like that. But it's the way life is. You'll never stop that either. Never. Right? Right, Trey?
Very true.